Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. According to Forrester, 72% of business professionals share that improving the ability to innovate would be a higher critical priority in the year ahead. So how can enablement help you drive innovation for your business? Here to discuss this topic is Kirsten Vallette, the Regional Director of Marketing and Communications at CRIF. Thank you for joining us. I would love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Thank you, Shauna, and I'm happy to be with you. I am Kirsten Vallette from CRIF, heading the marketing and communications area for Germany, Austria, and Poland. I'm actually an Austrian. I lived pretty long in Vienna, and 6 years ago, I moved to the beautiful city of Hamburg in Germany, taking over here the team. And we are taking care that our clients get the best support in data and analytics and solutions for identity, credit risk, and fraud management. And in marketing communication, our task is to address the different industries with our products, make sure they know the added value, and play the whole marketing suite we have at our disposal.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really excited to have you here with us. As a fellow experienced marketing leader, I'd love to hear more about your strategy and priorities. What are some of the key business initiatives that you're focused on at CRIF?
So you're really touching here a very important point. We started our last strategy circle back in 2020. Because we are in a very dynamic market and want to make sure that we always address the right needs our customers have. Because a sustainable business model is crucial for success. And as I said, in the focus are for sure identity, credit risk, and fraud management solutions. So everything that you need to reduce your payment loss. And reduce your risks in general. Provide for that the right data, the right solutions to make information-based decisions on the side of our clients.
Absolutely. What would you say, from your perspective, are some of the major challenges that marketing teams face today, especially in the financial services sector?
From my point of view, the biggest challenge and the biggest shift that is currently going on in the marketing and communications area is becoming a profit center and going away from being just a cost center, adding value to the business and not just beautiful pictures. This is something that I think we are at the turning point here, and I see a lot of my fellow marketeers in the B2B environment, and especially also in the financial industry, that they are just at this point, which means also a different way of collaborating with sales departments and product departments. Especially as we don't have tangible products, we need to present them even more emotional and as underline the added value compared maybe to other industries. And here we are trying to put down silos, improve the collaboration with sales, marketing, product, but also controlling and sharing also KPIs and goals to make sure that everybody is on the same page and wants to support the goals of the others. This is definitely something that I see here as one of the challenges, apart from what everybody has is talking about now, AI. Of course, also this is something that in marketing communications is challenging us a lot. We're trying to identify the use cases and become more productive to have time and resources for other tasks.
And I think the marketing and sales alignment one is really uniquely situated in a way that enablement can absolutely help to remove some of those silos between those organizations. How does utilizing an enablement platform like HighSpot help you overcome some of the challenges that you just chatted about?
First of all, it's maybe important to understand that the topic of knowledge management, which is maybe even on a higher level, has been part of our strategy map as one of the enablers that will make sure that everything that comes above it, so all our strategic actions and growth levers, will become a reality or will become a success. And within this part of knowledge management and also information platforms, we said we want to tackle first the heavy need of sales having the right information at the right time over the right tool. And additionally, what we saw then afterwards with the project of sales enablement, we were able to get down those silos, because at this point, be it a sales product or marketing, we all worked in the same tool, so HighSpot, which we also integrated in the CRM. And so CRM became more and more our single source of truth. It was a real success that we did not only implement now in Germany, but are also rolling out to Austria, and probably other countries will follow.
Amazing. From your perspective, what is the strategic value of sales enablement, especially in the financial services industry?
I mean, currently we have everywhere the challenge to be more productive and reduce costs. With prices rising everywhere, I think every company has to do here some changes. And what we can see, thanks to HighSpot and our focus on sales enablement, is first of all, new people that are coming on board, especially in sales and in the financial services industry, we have products or solutions that are very, I would say, complicated, or at least you have to explain a lot. It's very technical and so on. So training new people coming on board is not so easy, and probably they get lost on the way because they do not know where to find what. So it's imperative that product and marketing provide a common set of knowledge, of documents, to train new but also existing people even faster and sell faster. And this is one of the advantages that we have now with HighSpot to work on that and have a platform which is adapted for that purpose. But on the other side, it's also getting insights from marketing and product, how sales are using our content. Because I think often marketeers will know, sales comes, I need very urgently a specific product sheet, a specific brochure, because I know our clients want that one and the others are not good enough. So now we can actually see then when we produce such kind of collaterals, are they really used by sales? But then also by the client, how is he interacting with it? To become more productive with our resources, but also to provide the client or potential client a better experience in terms of, if we see he's not reading our documents past page 3, then probably we need to shorten it or bring the most important messages in the front, or vice versa. So a lot of, also the mindset changed a little bit, applying HighSpot to our use cases. And so it's a continuous learning process, and we get better and better.
Now, within your region, the financial services industry is hyper-competitive. How do you leverage your enablement platform to help you execute your competitive strategy?
Mm-hmm. You're completely right. It's highly competitive. It's more about taking away market shares from other information services provider, because especially with us, nearly every company, nearly every bank has already a credit rating agency, how we are calling ourselves, to optimize their risk management processes. So it's just about taking away market share. And for that, we have to be different. We have to provide something on top. We have to create the wow effect. And I'm very happy that for now, at least in Germany, I hope this stays also the way, none of our competitors is taking advantage or leveraging such tools like Highspot, because with the digital sales rooms, we have the possibility to approach our clients in a more advanced way, in a more professional way. And look, here you have everything that we share along the contract negotiation phase or along the customer life cycle. This is our common place where everything that we share in information and so on, you will find there. So it's also on this side a vehicle to create stronger customer relationship and provide this extra, which then hopefully makes the difference to decide for us and not for our competitors.
And one area that you have seen success with your teams is using sales plays for product highlights, which has led to a 16% increase in adoption recently. How do you leverage plays to drive consistency with your team and land your initiatives?
We use sales plays especially to group information around a product line or a solution, which information that formerly has been stored in different platforms in different ways, and the time to look for that has been enormous. So I completely can understand that this feature in Highspot is one of the best ones or most appreciated ones by our sales force, because they see, okay, sales play, I would say now Synesg or ESG solution, and they know everything in there is up to date, is structured maybe according to sales stage, is structured by industry that they are approaching, so the industry of our client, and so it makes it very easy for them to know what to use when and maybe what they need to do in order to prepare properly for their meeting. So everything is together and makes it very easy for them to know what to do.
Love that. And congratulations on the fantastic adoption on that front. Now, to shift gears a little bit, you mentioned this at the beginning of the discussion, just the importance of having that insight into the data. And I know that it is really important to you to take a data-driven marketing strategic approach. How do you leverage data to optimize your strategy, and how do you leverage Highspot to help?
As I said in the beginning, it was a key asset for us that Highspot could be implemented in our CRM system. We just introduced our new CRM platform some years ago and had still some trouble with adoption here. So also thanks to Highspot, we got higher adoption in the CRM overall, because suddenly our team also got value out of it and just did not have only to insert data and comply to some processes. So this was the first thing. And then, because your question was about the marketing strategy, we see, of course, after an event, we create a CRM campaigns and sales, but also we add then the leads there. And for us, it's important to see how many leads convert in opportunities, convert in contracts, and so on. And we then want to check how many contact people have been approached using, for example, Highspot, and how many not. How did they react after an event, after a certain campaign to our content? How can we improve, or even how can we use digital sales plays for lead generation activities? Sometimes we provide there some content and use it on LinkedIn or via QR code in conferences. Okay, please go there, but before you can approach the content, you have to leave your email address. So We use HiSpot in several use cases that then support, as you said, our marketing data-driven marketing strategy. And that's very useful when the next planning cycle comes up to know what to do and what not to repeat. And a last point that is maybe also interesting for other marketeers is you can also improve efficiency. We just had some months ago a new corporate identity relaunch. And as everybody knows, it's a lot to do. Every collateral, every document has to be touched, has to be changed. And what did we do? Because we had already introduced HiSpot, we had a look what is actually currently in use. And out of, let's say, 100, just to give you a number, probably only 40 collaterals were actually used. So what did we do? We used it also for do some spring cleaning. And we actually adopted the new corporate guidelines, corporate image guidelines, to those 40 collaterals. And we saved a lot of money because we did not have to ask the graphic designer to do the rest. Saved a lot of time. And we saw that just in a few exceptions, sales asked us to change also the design of one of the other 60 documents. So everything where you want to make a decision based on data can be supported with HiSpot, or let's say a lot of those decisions can be supported by HiSpot if you really integrate it also in your strategy.
I love that. That is amazing. You touched on a few pieces of advice already, but what advice do you have for other marketing leaders in your industry who may be considering implementing enablement or an enablement platform?
What I saw during the decision phase with HiSpot, it was crucial to have everybody on board from the beginning. What do I mean with that? Could have been the worst if we as marketing, after closing everything, signing contract, go to sales and saying, here we have now the perfect solution, please take it, please use it. I think in such a case, they would not have done anything and completely rejected it. So I think what was very imperative from the beginning to already negotiation phase, have a small group of sales with us, making also the tests with us, that we made sure that what we sign is then also something that will be appreciated, that will solve the needs, not just the needs marketing thinks sales has, but actually the needs that will sales really has. Then we also had the support from the top. As I said, knowledge management was something that was integral part of the strategy itself. So was also pushed by our management that for the different needs, we bring the right solution. So I think having all those different entities of a company, also GDPR, IT security, etc., having them all on board before taking the final decision, maybe it makes the process longer, but in the end, it has proven successful.
I love that. And that is already starting to unify and align all of the various departments that need to work together in your go-to-market motions. Last question for you. As you look ahead, in what ways are you planning to utilize enablement to continue to evolve and innovate your marketing strategy within your organization?
First of all, we are looking to extend the usage of training and development module. So we are developing specific courses, training courses for the different parts of our sales team. This also in close collaboration with our product management team. Then we want to further extend the usage of digital sales rooms, and that those are directly sent from the opportunity entity in the CRM, so that we have the connect, that we also see and can measure in cases where the clients have received or the entity opportunity has received a sales place or digital sales rooms from our sales, if the sales cycle gets shorter or if something changes in the way the client is behaving. And overall, of course, have a look if we are more successful together with HighSpot. Always also here data-driven. How is the adoption? What can we do better together so that we bring the best practices then also to other countries? As I said, Austria is next on the roadmap. Some the early adopters are already working with it and giving us good feedback. And it will be a challenge for the topic of the next weeks and months to extend that even further.
How exciting. Well, again, congratulations and thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for inviting me and yeah, looking forward to our next projects ahead.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.